November 2020. Madam Assistant Clerk, item MA03320, do we have apologies for absence?
Yes, we've had apologies from Maureen and Les Briley.
Okay. Moving on then to MA03420, declarations of interest. Have you received any declarations of interest?
No, none received.
Thank you. MA03520, the minutes of the last meeting. Does anybody have any comments or questions about the minutes from the last meeting? Meeting of the 20th of August 2020. Otherwise, could I have someone then to propose acceptance of the minutes? That's Councillor Clark. Someone to second. Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Carried unanimously.
John, just for detail, you said the 20th of August. It was the 10th of August, the meeting.
Yes, it was indeed. The 10th of... Was it? Okay, if you say so, yeah. I've written down the... Yeah.
20th. Oh, the... minutes say the 10th of August.
Right, okay. Well, I beg your pardon. I will.
Yeah, they do, but it was the 20th.
20th, yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at the minutes now, so that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll note that as a correction.
Thank you. But it's a correction to the agenda rather than the minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, then. So, item MA036. Public participation. Are there any members of the public present?
No.
In that case, we will move on to MA03720, which are finance matters. The RFO has put out the usual report, which was circulated with the agenda. I think essentially we're on track at the moment, but there is a lot of stuff coming down the pipe, as it were. There's fencing and hedging works, and it's on the agenda this morning. So, I mean, Claire, have you had a conversation with Gabby about the affordability of excess spend on some of these things? I mean, I was thinking, say, the Worcester Way fencing.
No, we've not had a... I've not had the conversation with her. I'm not sure, Simon.
Yeah, I have had the conversation with her.
Okay.
It's possible it can come out of the asset management reserve, mm-hmm. or otherwise the only option, or the only other options, is to defer until the start of the next financial year, which will not go down well with either the landowners or the county council, or just accept the fact that there's going to be an overspend on the budget.
Yeah. So for the purpose, I mean, obviously we'll get to it later in the agenda, but is it your opinion that we have the freedom to approve the spend from this committee, or does it need to go to full council?
My opinion is that this committee can approve the works and then it will need to go to full council for a retrospective ratification, because it will be going over budget.
I
think that is what should happen.
So that won't hold up the works, because I think we need to get the works done before the bad weather, really?
Yes. No, it won't hold it up.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any other comments on the maintenance committee spend to date? It's not that far into the year, but it's pretty much on track other than these unforeseen spends. Yes, Councillor Clark.
I think just for the record, we need to actually identify that we may need to precept an increased amount next year, because obviously these sort of things have taken us a bit by storm this year, but I think we need to be aware that we may have other issues next year cropping up. We don't want to have another overspend, so we need to consider this at finance and good governance when we come to do precept.
Noted. Thank you. Okay. Item B under 03720 was application for community benefit. And this is to do with the interpretation board, which Councillor Barnes has very kindly drafted. So where are we with this? Can somebody enlighten me?
So the suggestion here is, because we're discovering that really the only, so a bit of background for those who may not know the history of the issue, is we wanted to put some interpretation boards in both the New Road Cemetery and the Jubilee Orchard.
Mm.
And we'd identified that those were going to cost somewhere between £1,500 and £2,000 each. And at the time, it was felt that we should seek grant funding to pay for those. But since COVID-19 has descended upon us, we have been discovering that the only grants that are available for local authorities at the moment are those that are aimed at COVID-19 relief.
Mm-hmm.
Types of grants, funds that we would have applied to, have just dried up.
Okay.
So the suggestion has been made that we allocate some money out of the solar farm funding pot to pay for these. And it was felt that we should run the idea by a maintenance committee before going to full council with it.
What do people think?
John?
I'm very happy with that. Can you hear me properly now?
Yeah, we can hear you, but we can't see you, Keith.
Oh, right.
But if we can hear you and you can hear us, that's absolutely fine. I mean, I'm not saying... Oh, that's we can see you now. That's much worse.
Yes, yeah, so I was the instigator of this, and I'm still very keen. I'm still very keen to see it go ahead, as I always have been. But, yeah, I would... I think we should do that, to be quite honest. The, you know, I'm still managing to keep the area clear where the burials are, but yeah, I'm very keen to make to see this progressed.
Okay.
I go along with that, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, one of the reasons is it's almost a long time ago now, and people are going to forget the significance if we don't really make some efforts towards getting it done.
As long as
goes
burials.
Councillor Baker.
I just wanted to say that, yeah, I think, as with what Simon said, I'd agree with that as well, in terms of how he's laid that out. So, yeah.
Yeah. And do you have any further comments, Beck? Councillor
Baker. No, I just, having done the work, it would be nice to see it used. Yes. Other than that, you know, just whatever's best, really. I'd be happy to see it actually made into a board. That would be very rewarding.
Yeah. Councillor Clark.
Two quick things. Are we looking at going for the November distribution of solar farm monies, and roughly how much are we talking about?
Technically, you could do it whenever you wanted to, but it would need to be a decision made by full council rather than...
Well, I was going to say, I think if we've got the November one coming up, so it may be appropriate to do it at that time.
Well, it wouldn't have to be an application. It would just be an announcement in the same way that we've done that sort of thing before.
Do we have a quote for this?
I've looked into the cost of the interpretation boards. They're about £1,200.
That's fine, I think.
Hmm.
Okay.
Do we need to vote on this? I need guidance.
Yeah, vote to recommend to full council that this happens, and then full council will have the final say.
Okay, can I have someone to propose then? We recommend to full council that we take money from the community grant fund to pay for an interpretation board for New Road Cemetery. Someone to propose that, please.
And the Jubilee Orchard.
Well, we haven't got the artwork for the Jubilee.
And for the Orchard. Oh, no, we haven't got any artwork for the Orchard, so that would be next year, I think.
Well, so...
We know how much the board is going to cost.
Can we just? Do we not have to use the funding within a certain time though? Because that project for the Jubilee Orchard isn't started yet at all, is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are people's thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer to restrict it to the New Road Cemetery Board for now.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so
I agree as well. I think we should precept where we can.
Yeah. Okay, so Councillor Kumbari, you're proposing we propose this
yep.
spend to full council, seconded by Councillor Clark. Those in favour? That's unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And MA 037 Finance Matters C, which is the news on the TTP easement payments for works at the old wreck.
Okay, so the update is we've got £5,000 coming our way as payment for allowing the easement. the specific wording of the document is going to limit us to spending that money on the old rec only. And the suggestion the office wants to make, which is in line with a later agenda item, is that we are likely to be incurring some significant cost on work to the trees on the old rec, which would come from a budget line that is already overspent. So I invite committee to consider whether the sum of that £5,000 could be used on that tree work.
What is the thoughts of members of the committee? Councillor Clark.
Makes absolute sense. You know, we are going to be overspent on our tree and groundwork, so I think it's a no-brainer.
Councillor Kilmary.
I'm with Councillor Clark. It's a no-brainer, yes.
Okay, then. So do we need to vote on this?
No, if you can just note the report, and then you'll see a bit later on the agenda, there's an item about old wreck trees.
Okay. That's fine. So that's a very useful way and an immediate way. Have we received payment yet, or is that
No.
likely to be a long time coming?
I believe it's imminent.
Oh, okay. Fine. Okay, let's move on then to item MA03820, conservation matters. Item A, which is the usual monthly report from East Anglia Water. Mm-hmm. And they've given us a summary. Well, there's a summary here. I mean, we've had above normal amounts of rainfall. I don't know if people have got any comments about it. It appears that we're still in trouble with groundwater levels in spite of the additional rainfall. Basically, the story continues. It's been like that for as long as I can remember.
Angling water, say no groundwater and lots of space in the sewage pipes.
Yes, yes. Yes. Ironically, because they're digging the village up.
As it's connected with the water, have you had any response, Sir John, from the chap at the Berry with regard to having a meet about this moving the pipe?
No, I've had no response at all. I hand-delivered him the letter asking for his cooperation, and I've had no response.
Okay.
Which is very disappointing. I'm not quite sure what to do next, but we can talk about it maybe later. But yeah, I mean, I think it's worth another try, really. I mean, I think it's probably not very high on his list of interest, but I mean, I think we should keep trying.
Well, it's in our interest, and it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
I mean, it's not really upsetting him too much. It's not inconveniencing him too much, from what I've heard. The work needs doing, so.
No, that's right. I mean, I think, well, I've had a look at it personally, and it's very simple, really. And it would enhance his property, because it would mean that it would beautify the Melbourne Spring most of the time, and that's presumably in his interest. But yeah. You know.
There we okay.
Go. Yeah, I'll have another go at him. So, if you want a minute that I will write another letter, that's fine with me.
Well done, John.
No, well, it's easy to write a letter. Okay, then. MA03820, Conservation Matters B, update on conservation works in the River Mail. This is the Brierleys were going to report on this, and I think they have, haven't they?
Can I?
I have a Simon, did you get a report from?
Yeah. You just sent one round this morning.
No, that was for Stockbridge.
Oh, sorry, it's for Stockbridge. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I think they might have touched on the Mel in as much as they were concerned about the cows crossing, but that was into Stockbridge.
Yeah.
The report on the Mel conservation works.
So there hasn't been a report.
Yeah. Is that... There was an update report on that at the last maintenance meeting. Yeah. I'm just checking if Simon's had anything in since.
Yes, it was John Graham copied in. So essentially, Rob wants to do further work, and he's seeking funding, and he was seeking approval from us to do this further work, which we gave. And we're now waiting for him to get back to us to tell us when it's going to happen.
Right. Did anyone pick that up? So Rob's asked for permission from us. He's got funding to carry out some further work, and we've given permission that he can go ahead and do it. So I think we're just waiting for him to put the funding in place.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. I think it's basically such a matter of competence on his part. I mean, I don't think we need to worry about it too much. It's in our interest that he does it, really.
Yeah.
We just need to note that he's asked permission, and you know we can give him. I think you as clerk can give him permission for that, don't you?
I've already given him.
Yeah. It's already been given.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay, happy to move on then to MAO 3820C, which is to consider quotes for tree work at the old wreck. Then
yes,
so we have received quotes from Acacia, which are new to me, and Shire. Acacia a little bit more expensive, 1,570 plus VAT, and Shire 1,250 plus VAT. Do people have any views on whether we should choose a different contractor or go to the lowest price? Councillor Clark.
It might be nice under better circumstances to use a new contractor occasionally, but or a different occasion. But I think on the fact that we're actually looking at very tight budgets at the moment, I think we should go with the lower quote. You know, we know Shires; they work well for us. I think it makes sense to go with a lower quote because we know their work, and they are going to be cheaper, and we are strapped a little bit for money on this particular area of our budget.
Yeah. Any other comments? Any other views? Councillor Baker.
I was literally just thinking exactly the same thing in regards to the price and obviously watching the fund. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, can I have someone then to propose that we accept the lower quote from Shire to do the work on the old wreck on the trees that are listed in their quotes? So someone to propose that. Councillor Baker, someone to second it? Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? That's unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, it's MAO 3820D. Consider quotes for tree work Beechwood Avenue play area. Again, quotes have been received from Acacia and Shire. In this case, Acacia are lower than Shire. Acacia come in with £645 versus Shire £690. Are we going to be consistent? Councillor Clark.
Yeah, to be consistent, I was going to say exactly that word. To be consistent, we should go with the new one and see what they can do.
Yes, Assistant Clark.
Can I just make a point that the tree works on Beechwood Avenue play area? It was a request from a resident. One of the trees isn't looking particularly healthy on top, and the other tree is grown quite close to one of the neighbouring properties. But I don't think that either of the inspections suggested that the trees were dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And as we are really tight on our budget at the moment, I'm just querying whether we should...
defer it, maybe.
Well... I'm not sure they are essential. So, if Shire's quote doesn't have an awful lot of detail in it, but they both essentially, I think, the silver birch is quite a small expense. That's £45 with Acacia, but the lime.
It's different.
It's reducing the tree to you know, because it's cutting out some light. Sorry, yeah. Dennis.
Yes, Dennis.
Yeah, there is a difference there because one says fell into the ground and the other one's just removing one of the branches. If you look at the quote.
Yeah, no, you're right.
In that case,
then Shires look the better value if you want to reduce, if you want to take it to the ground.
So, I mean, I think the Assistant Clerk has made a good point. I mean, if this is more cosmetic than a safety issue, then being good corporate citizens, we should be saying defer this at the very least. But what do people think?
Well, Keith and I have already done some work on that tree, if you remember, Keith. We cut it down. We cut the bits we could get to, but there were some higher ones that we couldn't get to. So
that's right, I remember that.
They've grown over a bit now, so probably they need cutting off. And they were actually pretty much touching the house, if I remember, the ones that we cut down. So I haven't looked at that one recently to see which branches we're talking about and whether it is a safety issue or not to the house. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Barnes.
I don't know whether taking the whole tree down seems like a good plan, even if we defer it. It would be better to just
trim
it. Yeah, well, I agree. Yeah, if we can possibly help a tree survive, we should. Councillor Clark.
Could I suggest that we ask the wardens to do a further inspection, and if there is, if it does look as if it is getting close to the house, then maybe do some remedial work if it's within their remit to do so safely. If not, if it is going over that way, then maybe we should get someone in to deal with it, because we don't want to end up with an insurance claim.
I'll
ask the wardens to have a look first.
Yeah, that seems a reasonable compromise to me too. Okay. So perhaps we can make that as an action, and we will defer or at least not progress these quotes. Does that seem reasonable to everyone?
Yep. Rather than felling a tree, I'd prefer to take a look first and just do what we can.
I agree. Okay, then. MAO 3820. E, update report on Stockbridge Meadows. This is the report from the Brierleys that we've received today. Thanking Keith for cutting the meadow and going on to say that they are both hoping to have Johnson Matthew volunteers joining us on Monday, the 28th of September. That's this coming Monday, to rake the meadow. And I guess we've got no objections to that at all. Oh, they changed the day because of the weather forecast. Okay. And she's mentioned about the damage to straying cattle. So she's expressing some concerns, really, that the footfall is affecting the area.
I think it will drop off in the winter.
Yeah.
Won't be as much.
Yeah,
and I'm sure, as Dennis will agree, the problem with this path down by the river seems to have resolved itself, because it seems to have not been used as much, has it, Dennis?
No, it's pretty much grown over now, hasn't it?
Good. That's good. Yes, I think you're right. I mean, I think, it's difficult because in a way we want people to go there, so we shouldn't complain if the footfall's high.
Correct. We've still got some signs to put over there, and I think there was a question as to where to actually site them. I don't know if that's been talked about, or Maureen and Les have talked about that.
Do we know about that, Claire?
No, it was going to be something that we ran by at the meeting. But I mean, if those footpaths have now kind of become overgrown again, perhaps just a sign on the front gate asking people to stick to the paths. And not highlighting where the informal footpaths have developed.
Yeah.
So. Have we actually procured the signs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll move up and do that then. That seems sensible. There's no point in putting signs out in the actual area if it's not relevant anymore. Okay. You happy to move on?
Yep.
Okay. So. MA 03820F, a report on the Millennium Copse. Keith, since the last meeting, Keith very kindly sent me his record of the trees and the donors to Jubilee Orchard. Sorry, this is a slightly different matter. Yeah, I'm just talking about the Millennium Copse, my mistake. Sorry, the Millennium Copse, Assistant Clark.
Yeah, sorry, there isn't a, I haven't included Keith's document in this because it has names of some of the people who've donated trees, And so we can't put that out to the public, but essentially it just sets out what has been planted so far.
Okay, so is there a report on the Millennium Crops? I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's what I was referring to.
That's what you were referring to.
The aware residents can...
Okay, that's the same thing. Okay, well, I mean, I think, I suppose I just put it out there. I mean, we do have now this historic record of the planting of trees and the donors and so forth from this area. And we talked last time about the possibility of making people aware of it again. What do you think? And if so, how would we do that? Yes, Councillor Barnes.
Where is the Millennium Copse?
Well, it's next to the orchard. Mm-hmm. Oh, next to the orchard, behind the pavilion.
I think Simon's already put something in the Melbourne
magazine.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I don't know if that, what else do you think we could do?
Yeah. So, I'm not sure. I didn't. I missed that. There's something being in the magazine already.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps that's enough then for now.
Is there any good? Is there any point putting anything on the parish website at all? Can we add something on there or?
Mm-hmm.
We can do. I mean, yeah, we could. But inviting people to
use it. I mean, that's what it was. That's what it is. Originally, you know, the aim of it was to get people to plant trees there. And as I say, it more or less forgotten, I think. So, but I mean, it would be quite nice, I think, to give people the opportunity if they wanted to. We've had a couple of more recent trees put in there in the last probably 10 years, but not more. But, I mean, otherwise, we have to cut the grass anyway there. I think it'd be quite nice to, you know, allow people to put trees and probably put plaques if they want to.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Councillor Barnes.
Seeing as I'm probably going to do the board for the orchard and it's in the same place, could we make it like a board that covers both things?
Good orchard. Idea. Yeah, good idea, Bex.
So it explains what both things are and covers both.
Yeah, let's agree to do that. I mean, I think that's a bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it? Well done. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Yeah. Okay. So Claire, is it then appropriate that we draft something as a website communication?
Yeah.
It's
Dennis.
Another thought. I mean, you've also got the parish notice boards and even the hub possibly that you want to do something with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it like that. But I mean, I'm with Keith really on this. I mean, I think it's something that was started and had some momentum, in times past. It's a very good idea, and it's a way of engaging people with, you know, wildlife conservation, and it's a bit of good PR for the parish council as well, in a way. So good. Okay. Let's move on then to item MA03920, allotment matters. Barry's not here, so I don't know if the clerks received any information on allotments.
The renewals are due to go out by the end of this month, mm-hmm. and we have a very long waiting list, and a few plots are becoming free. I did really want to try and chat to Barry about how between the two of us we might be able to show people around, because it takes some time to kind of meet people and show them around, and I haven't actually managed to get up there very much. So I'll follow that up with Barry, and hopefully between the two of us we can start shifting some of the vacant plots.
There's no plan to change the fees this year?
Yeah, it was voted. Well, that's something that I can update this meeting on. It was voted at Finance and Good Governance to increase the allotment rentals. Unfortunately, the allotment rentals for Greys, they should have been increased from £15 an annum to £16.50, but it was the vote was from £20 to £21.50. So it's going back to parish, full parish on Monday night, just to amend that. But the fees have been very slightly increased.
Okay, that's fine. So, but and Barry Deville is going to communicate that, is he, or is it your responsibility?
No, I'll put that in the renewal letters when they go out.
Okay. Otherwise, no other issues for allotments that we know of?
I don't think so.
Okay, moving on then to MA 04020, governance matters.
May I be...
Excused, yeah.
Yeah, please, yes, sir.
Yes. So MAO 4020A, the weekly warden's inspection reports. I mean, these look fine. We are just noting them for the record. There's an annotation on there saying there's a swing on a tree in Elm Way, an unofficial swing. Are we worried about that?
Just thought I'd mention it. It's attached to one of the branches of the trees. I think that was put there during lockdown for the kids, but I don't know if it should be there or not. It's our tree.
Are we going to look really mean-minded if we cut it down?
Probably.
I would think so, yeah.
Councillor Clark.
The only question I'd ask is the branch strong enough? Are we going to be seeing a child flying off with a branch following them across the road or something?
It's not a very thick branch, but it's not a big drop, I suppose. But I suppose if the branch fell on them, if it broke, yeah, possibly.
I suggest you test it, Dennis.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell them.
Bring out your inner child.
I think the sentiment is that we leave it there for the time being, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. MAO 4020. Governance Matters B, the vandalism report. Again, there's not too many new things. There's been a lot of fly tipping, Tim.
Yeah, there certainly has. And we've just been catching up with it and flagging it and plotting it on what three words so that we know exactly where it is. But as there's two lots of asbestos involved, SCDC have got to get a specialist contractor out to shift it. And they won't do that until they got a bunch of them to warrant going.
Okay. Councillor Barnes.
We think that the fly tipping is people offering to take household rubbish away and then dumping it, you know, people paying somebody to take it away. Because I think, unfortunately, that it's still the responsibility of the homeowner, even if they've paid somebody to take it away and then that person dumps it. So I wonder whether there's some kind of educational opportunity for people not to accept somebody just coming to the door unsolicited to take their rubbish away.
Good point.
I think it's those people that are the people who dump most.
Thank you. Assistant Clark.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. And I've had conversations with District Councillor Hales about it, because there's a real problem area at the top of the moor, and we've had some information from local residents with registration numbers of vans that have been spotted and other information that we'll be passing on to the police. But the problem is the police will only attend if the activity is happening at that time. And so it's really difficult to get anyone out. But Jose is speaking to the environmental health officer at South Cams, and we are going to, I am going to request some more posters that we can put up and just raise people's awareness that it's their responsibility.
When we had the problems at Worcester Way, we got South Cams to come and investigate then, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they identified that it was the homeowner who was next door to the rubbish, and they were prosecuted or whatever action was taken. I mean, is that not the same process for this?
One of the problems here is that the fly tippings, that the items are being tipped onto farmland, so it becomes the farmer's problem. South Cams don't have a responsibility to go and clear it.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Some of it's been tipped into the Gildon Brook at the end of one of the tracks and is blocking the brook. So I think it's got to be a joint effort, you know, an approach from district and involving the farmers as well.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Clark.
When I used to sit as a magistrate, we had a lot of this. It is definitely the residents' responsibility, and they are the ones that will go to court. We could put suggestions out or put some sort of notification out that you should be looking for a recognised certificate for taking away rubbish. Don't give it to someone that hasn't got the relevant paperwork to actually do this particular type of work, because contractors do get a certificate where they are allowed to take things to the right dump sites. And we used to fine very, very heavily on people that did this. But also, it's better to report anything to the local authority, not to the police, because it's the local authority that will come in and they will issue the warrant, they will issue the fines, they will put the claims in. What we used to see was that they would charge to remove the stuff, and we used to hit the, if we knew who it was and we found the fly tipper, if it was some spoof on the side or whether it was the actual resident, we used to charge them for what the council charged, plus we also used to fine them. So it's better to go to the council than the police. And if you've got registration numbers of lorries, the council want to know. Or they used to want to know in Hertfordshire anyway. I can't speak for South Cams, but in Hertfordshire, we had an awful lot of this for a period of about 2 years, and we were fining people very seriously because they were looking through the rubbish. The inspectors were looking through the rubbish and they were finding odd bits of paper that could track back. So they were following it through. But it's also the responsibility of the resident, and they should be asking for the appropriate documentation to say you are legally allowed to take away rubbish. That maybe is an education thing that we could put on the parish website and in the magazine, etc.
That was my point, really. I think if people knew that when they hand their rubbish over to somebody, it's still their responsibility. Absolutely. I think that would make a difference.
Absolutely, 100%. I think if we made that abundantly clear that you should be looking for documentation from whoever's taking your work, even if they're going to charge you £50 and it was going to cost you £200 to do it somewhere else. If they're going to charge you £50, it could cost you £1,000 at the end of the day.
So yeah. it's maybe something for the parish council website, but also maybe you could put an article in the Melbourne magazine for the next magazine. You know, would be sort of warning article. You know, be quite a good little
absolutely
one pager, wouldn't it? Really,
yeah.
But sorry to interrupt again. I do think it's important that we report any registration numbers to the council, because they would or should want to know, because they can claim the money back once they've actually identified the person. It's obviously prove that lorry or that truck was owned by someone that dumped some stuff. Then they will go after them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Also, if it's cropping up regularly, dumping at different places, having the registration number reported, it's going to strengthen South Cam's case. I usually go through the stuff before I move it to a pickup point, if it's movable. If it's too much, I just send the pictures in to Claire.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I mean, we rely on your vigilance. Well done.
Tim, if you could get a bigger bike, it would be very helpful.
You need a bigger trailer on your bike. That's what you need.
I'm trying to downsize to a scooter.
An electric trailer.
Yeah, it does seem to be a lot of kitchen stuff being dumped of late. So, I mean, is there any way we can track who's had new kitchens? And it might even be the fitters that are dumping.
Yeah.
Yes, it sometimes is. It sometimes is.
You know.
Yeah. Interesting thing about the three fridges and two fridge freezers that have been dumped at the farm track is that that's got scrap value. So and it was just those five items there, which surprised me. I just don't get it.
No. Yes, Councillor Clark.
Sorry, just as a note, I think a lot of the additional dumping is probably because people are lazy and don't want to register to go down to the dump. Yeah. To actually, because you have to get onto the South Cam's website and you have to register for a slot and all sorts of things now. And it's a very cumbersome process to try and do this. And I think some of it probably is domestic, where people just can't be bothered with registering with the council to go to a site at a specific time.
Yeah. Okay. So, Madam Assistant Clerk, do you have a picture of what you need to be doing with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's all we need to know. Thank you. Okay. MAO 4020 Governance Matters, Item C. Any other updates on governance matters? Okay. Moving on then to MAO 4120 Cemetery Matters, to receive a report on the scattering of ashes in Orchard Road and New Road cemeteries. Assistant Clerk.
So we received a request from, I'm just reading the report on my other screen. We received a request from someone to scatter their mother's ashes on an existing family plot in Orchard Road. And on the report that I've sent out, I've included the wording that's currently in the rules and regulations for our cemeteries. And it's not quite clear whether it's something we allow. And I wonder whether Mike has a view on that.
As far as Orchard Road is concerned, I don't remember any really clear statements about scattering ashes. I don't know whether you do, Keith. But
no, it's the first time this has arisen, I think, Mike.
Yeah, I think we may have probably just been turning a blind eye, but I don't think even that's the case.
Yeah, that's why the money comes to us
my concern was that the rules and regulations are a little bit ambiguous, because in one section they say it is forbidden, and in another section it says it is permitted in the area that's allocated for that. And I didn't realise there was...
That's for Orchard Road, is it?
Well, these are just the rules and regulations.
Just general ones, yes, yeah. yes.
I wasn't aware there was an allocated area, were you, Mike?
No, that's my point.
No, I thought, as far as ashes were concerned, New Road Cemetery, we allowed them to be buried in front of the commemoration stone bit, but I don't know about graves as such.
Mm. But this is just scattering ashes in the cemetery generally.
Yes. We haven't. Sorry, John.
No, no, and it sounds, without wanting to summarise it too quickly, it seems to me that we have a kind of ambivalent, sort of ambiguous, rather, set of regulations which don't make it very clear as to whether you can do it or not. And so the question is, do we want to permit the scattering of ashes generally, or would we want to designate a place in the cemetery where this happens?
Well, if I can just sort of go back in the history, the original intention in New Road was that the stretch of land that goes to the south of the cemetery, there was an intention there to have a memorial wall, and people could scatter their ashes in front of that, or have a plaque placed on this wall. And the plaque would last for a period of X number of years, and then you renewed it or you didn't at the cost of whatever it was. But that one's just gone by the wayside. So I would have thought if we allowed any scattering of ashes, we could perhaps just say it's got to be restricted to that area adjacent to the hedge along the south side. As against scattering it on the grave areas at all.
Mm-hmm. Assistant Clerk.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify. We are talking about Orchard Road, Mike.
Oh, sorry. I started off the original New Road Cemetery interpretation, but Orchard Road, I would imagine that ashes have been scattered there one way or another anyway. Mm. And we're perhaps not making any point in saying, no, we've got to not do it or do it. I should just carry on allowing it myself.
Yeah, I mean, it seems, you know, we don't want to turn into a kind of police state on this, but we don't want to be, permitting something which is, you know, ethically wrong. I don't know. Does anybody, if we just said, if people do it discreetly where they feel it's appropriate, would that work? Or would we want to be more specific?
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, yes, Parish Clerk, yes.
My view is that if we're going to allow the scattering of ashes on plots in Orchard Road, then it needs to be done by appointment with the office.
Yeah.
Right. There aren't contractors or some other event going on at the same time.
Yeah.
And we don't end up in a situation where people feel they can do it informally.
Yeah.
Yes. That's very, very sensible.
So do we need then, I mean, so that seems like a very good rule of thumb for both cemeteries. And we could change the cemetery regulations appropriately, couldn't we? Councillor Kilmacry.
I don't think the bits that have been copied across from the clerks are particularly ambiguous. The first one says you're not allowed to scatter without permission. Mm. It doesn't say you're not allowed to scatter. It says without permission.
Yeah.
And then the second one, it talks about a designated area, but that is only New Road. It doesn't mention Orchard Road at all.
Yeah.
I think the... I don't have a particularly objection to scattering ashes, but as the clerk says, it should be formally done and an appointment booked.
Yeah, no. So if we were to decide here that we're happy to permit the scattering of ashes if it's done, if you like, under supervision by appointment with the parish office in either cemetery, and that we'll update the rule cemetery regulations accordingly. Does that seem a good summary?
Yeah.
Yes.
Councillor Clark.
You're muted.
And this is only on existing family plots. You can't just scatter them anywhere, I'm guessing. This is what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If assumedly this is, if you are actually scattering it in your own plot area or with, you've already got a family member there, so it's got to be something. You couldn't be sort of Joe Public, couldn't just say, oh, I just want to dump my mum's ashes over there, if you've got no relationship with the cemetery.
Yeah,
it's got to be someone that's got a relationship with the cemetery for whatever reason, but not just anybody just driving past decides they want to just dump their mother's ashes in our cemetery.
I understand that point, but I mean that's a quite restrictive requirement,
but you could end up with all sorts of people just going over there and just chucking their mother's ashes or their father's ashes.
We're not saying that we're permitting that anyway. We're saying that anybody who wishes to scatter ashes would have to do it by appointment with the parish office. So you can't just rock up there and scatter ashes. You would have to make an appointment with the parish office. If we want to put rules in place on who can do that, then they can go in the regulations and it will be controlled by the parish office. Yes, Assistant Clerk.
I just was going to make the point that actually this is the first time I've had a request from anyone for this in 4 years, so I don't think it's going to be something that becomes a real...
In this particular case, is it someone who has a connection with the cemetery?
Yes, they've got a family member already there.
Two
family members.
I think that's a necessary part of the terminology, because sadly in this COVID area, we don't know who's going to be scattering ashes, because they just need to scatter the ashes.
Okay. Councillor Kilmurray.
I don't see a problem with restricting it, and I would recommend that we restrict it to people who've already got a connection with the Orchard Road Cemetery. Anyone else who wishes to scatter ashes, New Road would be the appropriate place.
Also worth pointing out that the request is to scatter ashes on the plot.
Yes, indeed. I mean, this particular instance, that seems to fit in, and everybody should be happy about it. But I think if we're going to permit it and formalise it, then we should say you can scatter ashes on your family plot within Orchard Road. If you don't have that option already, then New Road Cemetery is the appropriate place because that's the one that's properly open. But just going back to the regulations that the assistant clerk forwarded on, I pointed out the second one applies to New Road only, I forgot to mention, it seems rather strange as only the remains of persons buried or interred are allowed to be scattered. So you've got to dig them up first and then scatter. It seems a little bit odd.
I wasn't going to mention that. You know, the wording all round.
I think we should change the wording.
Yeah, that's right. Are we happy to give permission specifically to this request and then ask maybe the assistant clerk, soon be the clerk, but to ask the parish office to redraft the regulations and then we'll look at them in another meeting?
Yes, that sounds very
good. Yeah, sounds sensible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Right, so moving on then to MA04120B, which is to receive quotations for Orchard Road Cemetery Hedge. This was picked up, I think, by the wardens last time, I can't remember, but we've got two quotes now, from one from Shire and one from Harts and Cams. Shire is 2,300 and Harts and Cams is 1,940, both plus VAT. Are we resolved that we need to do this? Keith, yes.
Perhaps I was giving background to this. In the early days of my job, I used to cut that hedge. Yeah. And at the time, it was high that I could actually stand on a trestle and reach the top of it with a hedge trimmer. I think one of the problems is when the contractors cut it, they don't cut the top. They just use one of these hedge trimmers on a pole sort of thing. And having cut hedges a lot, and I think if we've all cut hedges, what you tend to do, every time you cut the top of the hedge, you don't cut it quite as low as it was before. And I think over a period of time, that's what happens, is that the hedge has gradually risen in height to a point where, obviously just using a small hedge trimmer won't do it. You're going to have to use chainsaws and all this sort of thing. Yeah. And as an aside of this, I was going to recommend or suggest that when any future contracts are put together for hedge cutting, that one of the things in the contract is that the contractor keeps the height to a specific height. Might be 8 feet, might be 9 feet, but I think any future contracts for hedge cutting should have a clause in it which says that the contractor should keep the height at whatever we specify, 8 or 9 feet maybe, or whatever we need to decide, because it will all, as every time it's cut, it gets 2 or 3 inches higher, 2 or 3 inches higher. And as I say, when I first used to cut that hedge, I could stand on a trestle and just go along the top with a hedge trimmer.
Yeah, and I think your point is well made, Keith. I mean, the contracts as they exist are not clear enough about cutting the top of the hedge. It says cut the hedge, but it doesn't say enough about what the hedge should look like after they cut it.
Yeah, well, I'm correct. That's the sort of thing I'm trying to point out, is that you need to be a bit more specific about, you know, a height or something like that.
Okay, but I mean, go on.
Yeah, I mean, this has got out of hand, and I mean, Dennis will agree, and also it will come up later with regard to Clear Crescent Play area. I think it's the same problem, is that hedge has been cut there and it's just been allowed to grow. So, I mean, the situation is the same in Clear Crescent Play area, but, I mean, the council has to decide whether, you know, you think you need to bring the top down to a sensible level, a manageable level.
Yeah.
At the same time, Mr Chairman, the same thing applies to New Road Cemetery, in fact. The top hedge, which is adjacent to the new buildings. Now, although that's our hedge, there'll be a great temptation, I feel, by the new residents in that part of the development to trim our hedge. And I think we ought to make some pointing out to the potential residents that it is our hedge and we actually want to keep it at, as Keith suggests, a particular height.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think, yeah, we need to be a lot more specific, Mike. I agree. Yes, Assistant Clerk.
Well, I was just going to point out that, as it is at the moment, we don't have enough in the budget to cover this.
So, yeah, so this comes back to what I said at the beginning with the finance report. I mean, if we wish this to be done, where the vote will be to recommend to full council that they approve the money to do it over budget. Yeah.
Yeah, there is some allowance in the budget for unplanned works, but not to cover this amount.
Yeah.
Can I point out also winter's coming? I mean, if you wanted to put it off, there won't be much growth over the next probably 6 months. I mean, whether it could possibly be put in next year's budget, because that starts in April. I mean, the hedge is not going to grow that much in 6 months in the winter.
And there'll be then into nesting season.
Nesting season, oh, yeah.
True. Yes, very true. Very true.
I feel inclined to recommend we do it, because I mean, I think the basic problem is this hedge and the hedge Clear Crescent, they both got out of hand, really. We need to spend the money and put them back where they should be. That's my feeling.
If there's any question of money, Mr. Chairman, I don't know what Dennis thinks. So I think probably the play area is probably a more urgent thing because of, you know, vandalism and all that sort of thing. So I think if there was any balance involved, I don't know what Dennis thinks, that I would say the play area is probably more important than the cemetery at the moment. I don't know what you feel, Dennis.
Yeah, I think the same. Yeah, we'll come to that. I think it's going to be money spent, it should be spent there. What puzzles me is, I mean, we've said that they are supposed to be cutting the shape of it, i.e. the frontage of the hedge, but to me that's not been cut either. So is it not in their sort of schedule that they actually cut it straight rather than cut the top as well, because it's just overgrown in every direction.
This is Orchard Road you're talking
Orchard
about.
Road, yeah, still talking about Orchard Road. So I don't quite understand how it's got to that state. You know, it's just been left. I know they cut the front one quite regularly, and they do a very nice job on that, but the other perimeter hedges just seem to have overgrown in every direction, which I don't quite understand, unless it's not in their schedule.
Yeah, I think that might be the case. I think that's probably the problem. Yes, Councillor Clark.
I tend to agree that we should be looking at the play area as a priority, but the cemetery could be left. And I think this comes back to the point of actually allowing the Finance and Good Governance Committee to actually up the ante on this type of work so that we can budget for it better next year, so we don't actually have to go too far over budget this year. That could wait. As Keith has said, it's unlikely to grow much more now over this period. Well, we say not to grow out of hand, but I would say I'd leave that one and do the play area, and then we can budget for it on the precept. We can increase the precept accordingly so that we can take this into consideration and get this done early spring next year.
Okay, so the recommendation from this committee then, Councillor Clark, in your view, would be that the Finance and Good Governance Committee ensure that finances are available in the forthcoming precept year to do this work.
I believe that would be the appropriate way to take this, because, you know, we're going to have additional expenditure this year through our budget anyway. We know that's coming because of COVID and all the things that have gone with that. And I think things that could be left that are not dangerous and we can arrange to precept for them appropriately next year would be more sensible, so we can keep our funds available to use for, should we say, important things or more important things at this stage in our cycle. But okay, the play area, I do agree, should be done.
Okay. Tim?
The Clear Crescent play area, can we take that hedge right down to the height of the metal gates?
Yeah.
Visibility when people are in there drinking and dope smoking, and expose them rather than give them a hiding place.
Yeah, we'll come to it in a sec. That's good, Tim. It's on the agenda a bit further down, but yes, I think you're right. Do we need to formally recommend to the Finance and Good Governance Committee about the Orchard Road Cemetery hedge?
Well, in the meantime, sorry, there's one of the paths, footpaths in the Yorkshire Road is completely covered. It's in the new section.
Because of the hedge, you mean?
Because of the hedge. But I'm thinking it's one that possibly Keith and I could tidy up in the meantime. It's the only one that's actually blocking a pathway. So we could cut that one in the meantime and just leave the others.
I'm sure in the contract, in Hearts and Cams contract, cutting that hedge was part of their contract, and I don't think they've done it once this year, but I'm sure that part of their contract is to cut those side hedges. They have done it before, but as Dennis says, I don't think they've done it at all this year, so it might be an idea to check up whether it is in the contract and ask why they haven't done it.
Yeah, good point.
I think it's there.
Madam Assistant Clerk, do you want us to formally vote to recommend this work is included in the precept for next year, or is this enough to note it in the minutes?
Well, shall I note it in the minutes? Because there's going to be a lot more discussion about precepting.
That's fine. Okay, we'll leave it like that. So we take the committee's view on this, that we'll defer the major work on it until the next financial year. And in the meantime, the wardens have offered, thank you very much, to make up, to do the tidying up work that's needed to just keep the paths clear. Okay, MA04120C, any other updates on cemeteries? In which case, moving on, MA04220, village maintenance matters, A, repairs to play equipment, ROSPA report. Is there more to report on this?
I'm waiting to hear back from Wicksteed. I'm trying to make an arrangement to meet them to look at the moor for the upgrade of the equipment there. And at the same time, I've sent a photograph of the upright that was highlighted in the ROSPA report, and I was going to speak to them about it when they came out.
Yeah. Is this a zip wire?
Yeah. Clear Crescent. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're still waiting for Wicksteed. Okay.
I think we've got a date to meet. It's going to be early next week.
Okay. 04220B, consider terms of reference for the play park's working party.
I'm sorry, this isn't available for the meeting. So can we carry it forward?
Sure. Do you need any help with that?
I mean, that would be really kind, thank you.
Okay, give me a shout.
Thank you.
MA04220C, which is an update on the refurbishment of the Moor play area. That's the same thing really, isn't it?
Yes, I'm meeting somebody on Friday to show them the Moor, Wicksteed hopefully next week, and there is one other outstanding, but he wanted to wait until the weather improved before we meet.
Okay. Okay.
Right. He's missed his opportunity.
I think he has. He's left it too late. Okay. Okay, then. Moving on then to MA04220D, which is the reduction of the hedging Clear Crescent Player. We've got two... Actually, this item seems to be duplicated, Claire. Do you notice that?
It's under G as well.
It's under G as well. I don't know if that's a mistake or...
G,
item D.
Delta and Golf.
Yeah, D and G, Delta and Golf, appear to be the same item.
Oh, well, apologies for that.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Apologies.
No, that's fine. But anyway, so reduction of the hedge, the Clear Crescent Play Area. We've got quotes, one from Shire, one from Hearts and Cams. Shire one is 2,400 plus VAT. Hearts and Cams is 2,480 plus VAT. They're so close, aren't they? Hearts and Cams quote doesn't actually mention the height that they are cutting it down to on the actual quote, although Shire's does. Presumably, we did ask them to quote to bring it down.
Justin's aware that it's...
So is going back, Keith, to your comment about, maybe it was Tim, the height of this hedge is specified in this quote as 4 feet. Is that the right sort of height we want? Is that what we want?
Can I just come in here? I think we could possibly have it be an idea from the far of the council is concerned. Obviously, I think Dennis had a very good idea, and as much as maybe the front hedge should be 4 feet, I was just wondering whether we're opening a bucket of worms or not, but I think we should tell the residents who face onto the play area around the back if we intend to sort of cut it down. And I'm just wondering whether it might be good PR if, you know, we actually just mail-shotted just the people that live round the footpath, round the back, explaining to them that we want to cut the hedge down and how did they feel about it or something. Because if someone suddenly turns up and cuts it down to 4 feet, I mean, the people who live round there yeah. might like the hedge high so they don't get the noise from the play area. So I'm just wondering whether some sort of public consult, or just the people round the play area, whether we somehow involve them and tell them what we're going to do and see what their reaction is.
Yeah, this seems a very sensible idea, Keith. Yes, Dennis?
It's a point I wanted to make is that to reduce the cost, I don't think you need to... you only need to cut down to 4 feet the two hedges that are fronting the road. So that's two sides. Maybe you could leave the ones by the houses at a higher level and just trim those as normal. And as I say, as Keith was saying, I think people looking over the who are there probably would like that as a shield for noise and stuff like that. But we'd still be able to see what's going on in there if we just did the two hedges that are fronting the roads.
Yep.
And I think that would reduce your price as well, because I think that's a quote for all four.
Yes, I think it is, yeah. Tim's putting thumbs up to that. Yes, Councillor Barnes.
I think it's probably still worth asking them, though, just in case they say, what a brilliant idea, now I can be in my house and see my kids when they go and play.
Yeah.
You know, there could be two sides to this. I don't think we can assume that they want the hedge high. I think we just probably need to ask them. But it's probably a good idea as... we were saying about deferring that, for saving money at the moment.
So, Madam Assistant Clerk, it sounds as though we need to get this re-quoted.
Yes. Okay.
So, is this on the agenda for the full council?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
So it's not affecting that. So. The decision is to get it requoted and also to consult with the people around there, saying that we're intending to do maintenance work on the hedge, possibly reducing the height. Do they have any comments or objections?
Yeah. It's probably only about 20 houses. So, I mean, if we put a letter together, I'm sure Dennis and I could just nip round there and stick it through letterboxes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, it's a good point because, I mean, it's like a kind of an access pathway, isn't it, all round the back to the, well, I'm sure it's the backs of the front of the houses.
It's the front of the houses.
The front of the houses, yeah, but I mean, it's basically shielding them from everything that's going on in the park at the moment.
Yeah.
They might like it.
They probably will.
They probably do.
I think part of the letter there that we telling them what we're doing is to tell them why as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, that's...
But yeah, I can see that just two hedges would probably be the way forward. Mm. But we'll see what people have to say.
Yeah. Okay, that saves some money. right, okay, so MA04220E, update on gullies. Is there more to be said on gullies, Madam Assistant Clerk?
So when we had some heavy rain a few weeks ago... We had various areas in the village that flooded, and I requested that the street sweeping machine come out to clear our streets, and they made the point that that wasn't going to sort the problem with the gullies. So I've contacted John O'Brien at Highways, and he is going to put in a request for some work on clearing the gullies. He's in contact with Susan and Jose as well about this. So hopefully we will get some action on gully clearances.
That sounds mildly positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think there's much more you can do, though, Claire, to push it along. I mean, but it's, I think it's they've got resource problems, haven't they? And
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So MA04220F, which is the Worcester Way fencing matter that we discussed at the beginning of this meeting. We have only one quote. I think. Is that right for this, Hearts and Cams?
Can I update Committee on why that is?
Yes, please.
So the reason there is only one quote is because we have negotiated a deal with the contractor who has provided the quote, namely Hearts and Cams, that they can access the fence from the other side, i.e. on the farmer's land, with his permission. And the reason that permission has been given is because the landowner knows Justin from Hearts and Cams, and is happy with him accessing his land. That wouldn't necessarily be the case with any other contractor. And the fact that Justin can access the land from the other side has reduced the quote, because he will not need to machete his way through all the undergrowth to get to the fence in the first place. It's also worth pointing out that the farmer who I have spoken to recently has requested that we leave as much of that undergrowth in place as possible to form a natural barrier to stop people sort of recreating the holes and the walkthroughs that are currently in place. I also need to report to committee that County Council have chased me twice on this in recent months, and I've been able to explain to them that we the whole process has been delayed because of the COVID-19 lockdown, but they are regularly monitoring it.
They're looking for blood now.
I wouldn't go that far, but they are, you know, regularly chasing me.
Okay, so in your opinion, then, Simon, we've got the one quote is defensible in a public forum.
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. So the proposal then is that we make the recommendation to full council that they approve the various elements of this quote, and I'm trying to understand it. This is to repair chain link fencing, replace length of close board fencing at the far end of the boundary of the woodland, and replace a section of post and rail fencing on the edge of the grassland, and so grass and woodland. And it comes to 3,700. Is that right?
Yeah, plus VAT.
Plus VAT. Yeah. So the recommendation would be is that the full council consider an out-of-budget approval of 3,700 to carry out these works in Worcester Way, which are being required of us, really, by the county council. Has anybody got any objections to us making this recommendation? In which case, can I have someone to propose it? Councillor Clark, someone to second it. So that's Councillor Colmary. Oh, all those in favour?
Thank you.
That's everyone. Thank you very much.
Sorry, John, can I just ask one question? Madam Assistant Clerk, is this going to be on the agenda on Monday? If we're going to try and move on this, or will it have to wait till the next meeting? Or are you going to do it via email?
Yeah, it won't be on there for Monday.
So it could be an email approval.
Yeah. Well, it's the next meeting. I'm not sure if it's
that urgent.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay. It was to say you could do it by email if you wanted to. It wouldn't be difficult, would it, with this one?
It perhaps would benefit from the discussion and also having some input from Gabby on where the money's going to come from.
Oh, okay. Fine. Thank you. Thanks, Madam Assistant Clerk.
Thank you. Okay, so we're now on MA04220. I'm ignoring G. H, to consider a report on the parish clock. This is an interesting one, isn't it? There's only one quote, but this is a specific job because we have a contract arrangement with Smiths of Derby, who are specialists on this kind of thing, and I don't think there'd be any reason to change that. Quote is significant amount of money, isn't it? $4,324 plus VAT, and I guess it's not budgeted.
No.
So this is another kind of, when I looked at this, and I mean, it seems, I don't know what others think, but I mean, this looks like something that we should recommend gets done. Yes, Mr. Clark.
I agree, it needs to be done. I'd also advise that you precept for it for next year.
So you don't see it as an urgent matter?
I don't.
Councillor Clark.
Is this the church clock, the one that we have responsibility for?
Yeah.
I'm...
You have a power to maintain that clock, but not a duty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see it as a high priority when we've got other things that would probably benefit the village more than having a working clock. And if there's going to be no problem with the church, I would leave it alone and see whether we can find the opportunity to precept for it next year. It may be, with everything else we're going to be additionally precepting for, we may be sort of bouldering some increases depending upon the new housing, etc., etc. We'll have to see how
I'm just going to duck out a second.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that pans out, I think, with all the new housing coming on as to how much we'll be looking to increase precepts for all these other bits and pieces. But I wouldn't see this as a high priority at all.
No, I would tend to agree with that. It's not high priority, but it should be precepted for, not just pulled out of contingency.
Yeah.
So it definitely needs to wait until next year.
Totally agree.
I've got an idea. Weren't you saying, Dennis, that you done a bit of research and found alternative contractors that we might be able to use?
Basically, at the moment, I don't know if everybody knows what's wrong with the clock at the moment. It's telling the right time, and the Westminster chimes are working correctly. It's only the strike, the hour bongs that are missing. So could be an issue at the memorial service on the, Remembrance Sunday. Other than that, the clock is working, so we're just missing the hourly bongs at the moment. And yes, I do have two other names. If you know you're going to put it off for a while, we could get another quotation, and I've got two other companies that could do that with the telephone numbers if you're interested.
Do we have a contract with? We don't have an ongoing contract with.
Well, we have a preventive maintenance, and that's once a year. But there's no call outs. There's no breakdown.
That's clarified it for me. Thank you. Okay.
I mean,
could we not seek funding through parishioners, through the village magazine, through the village website? It's not a massive amount, and people who love to hear the church clock might put a few quid in.
People do like to hear it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, one of the other aspects is that there are funds available, I would imagine, from the church's activities, which they might well want to consider, because they do make some very good collections for every now and then. We might ask them if they've got some... possibilities.
Madam Assistant Clerk.
I was just going to say, actually, that that's a good idea. I mean, we were in contact with the church wardens, and they want an update on what Smiths had discovered when they came out and looked at the clock. So maybe it's worth sharing this report with them and just seeing if they could get involved in some fundraising for it.
Good idea, yeah. I mean, tell them that we have no funds to do this year. If we're going to be doing anything, it's going to be, you know, 6-9 months away from now. But we would welcome their input if they want to fund it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're on to MAO 42, sub-item I, which is consider a proposal for a commemorative bench. So what was this about?
This is... essentially revitalisation of the suggestion that a bench be placed somewhere in the village for the late Councillor Gatwood.
Oh, right, yeah.
The original proposal was for a circular bench to go around one of the trees in Stockbridge Meadows. Mm. We've since been advised by contractors that the shape of the tree would make it very difficult, if not impossible, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would bring it to the attention of the maintenance committee to see if there are any other suggestions or proposals for alternative venues, or indeed alternative styles of bench.
Or indeed something other than a bench.
Yes, why not? Yeah.
Because, I mean, the trouble with benches is that if you buy the usual sort of wooden bench, then it's not long before it looks not very good, and it tends to disappear or get damaged and this sort of thing. Benches are all right, but in a public place, a wooden bench doesn't last very long. Councillor Clark.
Would this be an opportunity to plant a tree with a very nice plaque?
Yeah, good plan.
I was going to say.
Sorry, Becky.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. It seems Millennium Cops, anyone?
Councillor Gatwood.
Yeah.
She loved her gardens, didn't she? She loved all the plants. She was very into that. So that might be an appropriate thing to do.
Mike Sherwin.
Has anybody approached Doug Gatwood?
No, that's a good point, actually. Perhaps we should say to him, we would like to do something.
I think he should definitely be on the list of people that are involved in this decision.
Parish clerk, yes.
I spoke to both Rosemary's daughters about this.
Oh, right, yes.
When her funeral was organised, and they are, you know, were very appreciative of the offer, are on board with it. The only request they did make is they saw sight of any proposed design before a decision was made, and I promised them that will happen.
Yes, although
that's good. I mean, it's good.
We aren't though completely tied to the idea of a bench. If we went for something else like a tree, that would be
no.
We need to talk to them again. Yeah,
the conversation was informal, and it was along the lines of let's do something. Specifically a bench.
Councillor Clark.
I was wondering maybe if we could write to them or talk to them again, and Doug as well, and to say that we are thinking about a commemorative tree, knowing her love of nature, and with a plaque, and maybe we could have a small ceremony with them invited to the planting of the tree and the installation of the plaque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing that's possible, I don't know how dramatic it would be, but... I mean, there has been tradition in the village of naming streets after people, like Clear Crescent was Clear, with all the new developments. And I think the parish council does have say about road names, doesn't it?
No, it does. It has input.
It has an input, but it doesn't have any say.
Brooksbank was named as a result of a parish
council. That's right, yes.
Sorry.
Whether that be as another suggestion is maybe with all the new developments, we may be, I'm sure that's a good argument that she was one of the, most influential councillors over the last 20 years, apart from the present ones, of course.
Very careful now, Keith. Councillor Kilmurray.
We have suggested Gatwood and Piggott, amongst others, as street names on all the developments so far, and they have been overruled by district or other persons. We are trying again at the moment with the development on, is it the Moor?
Yeah, the one at the Moor.
That was only a suggestion, that was all.
Okay.
We are trying. Yeah, we are consistent.
Resistance for that, no. So, sorry, Parish Clerk, did you want to say something?
We were both going to say the same thing.
Okay. So, I mean, a tree does seem to be quite a good idea, really. That fits in my head quite nicely. So, the action then, Madam Assistant Clerk, is that you will contact the family now and say that we've been thinking more on this subject, and we would like to widen the scope of the ideas from being a bench, because benches have problems. I mean, I think we would want basically to try and stop them from choosing that, because I don't think it'll last.
Yeah.
And to choose something that would be more, you know, something to do, something in the natural world would be a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay, will do.
So,
yes, Keith.
Just in green.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, would this be an whether we wanted it in a more predominant place, but could this tree be in the Millennium Copse as a starter, or would the council think it would need to be? Because obviously we need to consider where we would put it. And off the top of my head, unless we put it somewhere like New Road Cemetery, I mean, there's quite limited places around the village where we could put it.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Well, New Road Cemetery, of course, already has a tree in, not in her name, but commemorating her service. She was actually chair of the council at the time that the cemetery was opened.
Mm.
So she does have a plaque and a tree there. Perhaps another tree there could be.
Mm. It's an option, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, Madam Clerk, yeah.
Sorry, could I just get clarity? Because I had noted down about suggesting a tree in Millennium Copse.
Yeah.
So is that what we are suggesting? Sorry.
I'm not sure it's that specific, Claire. I mean, I think we need to go back to the family, unless somebody disagrees with this, we need to go back to the family and say we would like to make some gesture of commemoration, and we want to consult with them. And it's been suggested that a bench was the thing, but we would like to widen the discussion to something else, yeah, because there are problems with benches, and
yeah,
if it was a tree, there are some options of where it goes, but not that many options. Do they have a view? You know,
yeah,
get an input. Don't be just an open question. Really, is what you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Consideration.
Yeah. Okay. Where the heck are we now?
Jay,
okay. Any other updates or matters arising on village maintenance? In which case, on to MA04320 pavilion matters, which is item A, to consider note of risk assessment for reopening the pavilion. This has come round with the papers. This is, I mean, I'm speaking for the assistant clerk now, but this is in order for us to feel comfortable with the way the pavilion operates now that we are going to be allowing it its use for the Melbourne Village College on a semi-permanent basis. Madam Clerk, did you want to say more about it?
Just really to say that at the moment the pavilion is only used Monday to Friday for a daytime booking. It's not been reopened for sports bookings at the moment. Yeah, we haven't reopened for sports bookings.
Mm. So this is only for, we're only talking about the Melbourne Village College at the moment.
Yes, we are really. I mean, much of what's in this risk assessment will apply to anyone that uses it, but mm-hmm. we will need to take another look, I think, if we were allowing use of the showers and the changing rooms, because they're quite small areas. So yeah, windows at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's, under the current guidelines, it's unlikely to happen for a while, isn't it?
Mm.
So do you wish us to vote to accept this risk assessment?
Does this need to go to? Sorry, can I just, does this need to go to? I'm just going to get it noted, to be honest.
No, just note.
Yeah. No, it just needs to be noted, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much then. So MA04320B, again, to note the Orwell Cubs and Beavers risk assessments and formal approvals as well from their various bodies to restart. I'm not sure why have we got this?
So the purpose of including this was that although they're not accessing the pavilion, there are groups using the rec, and I just wanted the committee to be aware that the Scouts and the Beavers have taken a full risk assessment of their use. It's not that, you know, it's a public rec, but just in case there are any queries about groups using it, it's been risk assessed. And, you know, they've met really quite strict criteria.
Yeah. Presumably, just digressing, presumably Melbourne Dynamos have already done this?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did come to meeting.
Yeah, that's right. I've forgotten that. Okay. Right, MA04320C, any other updates or actions related to the pavilion? Moving on then, MA04420, Little Hands Matter.
John, sorry.
Sorry, Claire.
Graham has his hand up.
Oh, sorry, Graham.
Just wanted to acknowledge the fact that we are allowing access to the veranda area for the football teams just for security reasons and in the case of getting someone off the pitch if there was a problem. But that's not opening the doors or anything. That's just the veranda area so they can put their rucksacks, car keys and things like that there. Okay. They have requested that. And I believe, Madam Assistant Clerk, that's all been approved and gone through with Simon and Chad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I didn't realise that. Thank you.
Just to acknowledge it, that was all.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on then to MA04420, Little Hands Matters. A, to receive an update on UK Power Networks cable. Where are we with this?
Been done.
Been done.
Yep.
So that all of that hassle that we had with the electrics and so forth is all finished, I guess, is it?
This is the I'm talking about the one that was hanging low. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So that's completed.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Okay. MA04420B. Any other updates or actions related to Little Hands? Okay. MA04520 jobs spreadsheet. So, Madam Assistant Clerk, do you want to take us through this from the top and we can contribute as we go?
Yep. Sorry, I'm just bringing it up onto my screen. So, there is an update that's come in from Tom Upcraft, and it should have been part of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm flicking between screens.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Tom's...
I think you circulated it late, I think.
I think I did.
I've definitely seen it, so it's come round.
Yeah, there's five attachments to it.
That was right. Yeah, so there's an update from Tom, and I've had another email from him this morning just asking if there are any ecology surveys done in the area because he would like details of that to pass on to contractors. So I'm aware of a couple. I don't know how recent.
I don't know there's anything very recent, but there was the original one done at the time.
Yeah.
It was set up.
Small mammal survey as well, wasn't there?
It was a small mammal survey, yes.
Year or so. Yeah. So I'll pull out what we've got and I'll send that.
They should be on file, yeah.
Yeah.
But he seems to have done, you know, he's doing quite a comprehensive job. You know, he's looking at lots of different aspects of this. And he's, well, basically we're awaiting the costs, aren't we? Because he's going to send us costs based on the work he's done so far, but he hasn't actually quite got there yet.
And I think part of the reason for that is because he's waiting for that ecology information because that might impact the costs that feed into his quote. So, but I'll send around an update when it's available.
Just a point. His drawings, he doesn't include any handrails. Is that not a requirement anymore?
Well, you may be not. We're not at the meeting, but we had a discussion of. On site, we met him on site, a number of us. I think Keith was there, Councillor Kilmurray, Councillor Clark, and I were there. I can't remember who. There were a group of us. And the conclusion was reached that we did not need a handrail.
Okay.
So the design that he's put forward is without a handrail, and that's by consent of the group that went to meet him on site. Councillor Kilmurray.
I was just wondering, a bit picky, but perhaps we should change the detail of work required as it's no longer boardwalk railings, it's a new boardwalk, isn't it? It's moved on.
Yes, it needs a retitle, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So just being pedantic.
Could
I just make this point? What about provision for safety rings or...
If somebody fell in, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Well, I suppose that's a good point, Mike. I mean, I think Yeah, we need to note that as a possible future requirement.
Almost that's more important now there's no handrails. It's going to be more important still.
Yeah, we'd need to do a risk assessment on the boardwalk and decide what safety equipment was required. I mean, safety rings may be what's required, or it may be something else. I don't know. But yeah.
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 Thank you.
Yeah. Okay then. So that, I mean, I'm pleased to see that that's making progress. I mean, he seems to be approaching it in a very workmanlike way. And we'll see what happens next.
Okay, thank you. Two, benches on Cambridge Road.
Ah, yeah, I've jet washed. These are the one by the bus stop.
That's it.
The one by the bus stop I've jet cleaned. I did that 3 weeks ago, or maybe 4 weeks ago, and I cleaned it again this week, actually, on Monday. Because, of course, it's right under the trees there, and I think no matter how what kind of bench you've got there, it's going to be absolutely smothered unless you've got a canopy over it, like almost a bus shelter, because it's going to be there forever, and it's going to be cleaned. It'll need cleaning every week if you really want to, you know, get people to sit on it, because I was surprised how within that 2 or 3 weeks, how much mess there was left on that bench. So unless you could, I know there was some talk of putting a bus shelter somewhere, wasn't there?
I don't think it was there.
No, it wasn't there, but there was one to be put somewhere else. But I think, to be honest, if there was one to be put anywhere, that would be the first place to put it. But you wouldn't want one with a glass top on it, because that would look horrible when the birds have been above it. But just some kind of canopy over it. Other than that,
perhaps it's just in the wrong place, Dennis. Is it?
Well, that's where the bus stop is. Yeah, I mean, and people do. I have seen people sitting on it, but they've kind of they've cleared the space. But I think what I saw this week, I don't think anybody would have wanted to sit on it. It was awful, and that was in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it is a problem. So. You know, it's something you need to think about, really, what which way you want to go with that. Ideally, a canopy over the top.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't matter if they're plastic or wooden. In fact, with the jet wash, it came up rather nice, that bench. Yeah. You know, so that's not the issue. It doesn't need to be plastic. It wouldn't help. It might help in cleaning it, but...
Wouldn't help the problem.
Wouldn't solve the problem, no.
Okay. Well, we'll note that. Yes, Claire. Did you have your hand up?
No, sorry, I was just quiet. So, yeah, I've noted that there is a new bus shelter scheduled for installation, but that's on the corner of Vicarage Road, where there is a bench.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. It's not so bad there with you know, rubbish.
And one stage for that.
Okay. There's S106 monies in this item for bench replacement.
There's a query, yeah, about plastic benches. I don't know, we'd have to have a look. There is a meeting scheduled, isn't there? There will be a meeting scheduled.
Okay.
To start talking about S106.
Right, okay. And there's some repairs that were being planned for the benches at Sheepshead Row, opposite Sheepshead Row. But there was, I think, Keith, you said that you've got some rails and things to repair.
I haven't done it yet, but I have found some slats for that in the fire station house.
Okay. Well, just leave it on there. We'll leave that on there then. Sorry, Claire, I'm taking over your...
No, not at all. Not at all.
You carry on.
Number three is already dealt with under the reports on gullies. Can I take that one off?
Yes, I think you should, because I mean, it's being dealt with elsewhere, and frankly, there's not much more you can do about it, is there?
No. The overgrown hedge at 26 Palmer's Way, I don't think that's been done yet by district, yes. So I will chase.
It's not been done.
No. I'll chase up with district. Five. We did replace some dog bins. I had an action to source. Sorry, I'm out of So I there was an action on me to source those inner baskets for the concrete bins, which I have not yet done and will do.
Bear in mind the different sizes of those. I've got the measurements if you want them.
Yeah, that would be really helpful, Dennis. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that would be really helpful. Clear crescent play area. We had a quote in from Hearts and Cans to spray the footpaths, and the decision was to wait until the schools went back and the park was quieter.
Well, the schools are theoretically yep. back for a week or two at least, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't say that.
You've gone white, Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
It isn't on this agenda, so I'll include it on the next agenda.
Okay, that's fine.
Seven. Salt bin on Vicarage Close. Yeah, I've put in a request for a replacement salt bin. I don't think anything's happened. I haven't heard anything. I don't know. Okay, I will follow up. Eight. Six Bramley Avenue. Keith or Dennis, did you have an opportunity to see if that's been cut back? The owner of the property had said he was going to cut the...
No, I haven't done it. I don't know if Dennis has done it.
No, I haven't looked at that one recently. I haven't looked at it this week.
We'll have a look at that. Leave it with us.
Thank you. Yeah, scythe mower, Keith, you were going to look for...
Yeah, I've put that... Because I've been using the scythe mower to do the... to do the wild flower meadow, I've managed to survive with the tyre with a big balloon coming out the side. But now I've finished sort of using it in earnest. I'll look into that. Okay. We might have to resort to buying the axles at £80 a go because we even if I get the tyres, I think putting them on the rims because the rims are very fragile, and I think when I've tried to take tires off before, the rims actually bend when you put tire levers on them. So I will have a go, but we might have to resort to buying the axles as they originally said.
Yeah. Have we got the budget to do this to replace the axles? Because
so I mean, £80 each, I think it was.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I would have thought that there probably is a budget for this, and. You know, I wouldn't. Well, it's fine to try and save a bit of money, Keith. I mean, you've got better things to do, really. I mean, I would have thought you need to get the parts and get it fixed.
I think if there wasn't, there does have to be a budget for maintenance of, say, maintenance of the van yeah. and tool equipment. I've got an idea there was something in the budget for that. I don't know if you said that, John. That might have
tripped
up in memory. But I think we did have a budget item for. Repair and maintenance of equipment.
Yeah, there is. There's money. There's enough money in the budget for it, Keith. If you need to.
So I mean, my feeling is that you know, if you come quickly to a difficult place with this, I would just order the parts from Wrights and get the thing fixed.
Okay. The only thing I would say, if you want to save money, is I've probably finished. With the scythe mower now, and that will probably go back into the fire station house till next year. So, I mean, I will by all means get the tyres if everybody's happy with that. But as I say, I've probably finished with the mower for this season anyway.
Yeah, in a way, that's a good time to get it fixed, though, because you're not.
Yes, yeah, true. Okay, then. Well, I'll go ahead and order the axles then if everybody's happy with that.
Yeah.
Anybody dispute that? Because if we've got money in the budget, I mean, it's a piece of kit that you regularly use and it needs to be fixed. So let's fix it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Medcalf Way, Palmer's Way bin, still no action on that. So I will follow up. 11. Yes, the family. No, I beg your pardon. The picnic bench by the River Mell. There was a thought that a bench may be donated by a family and they have withdrawn the offer. So But actually, I think we decided we couldn't replace that bench because it already has a dedication on it. So the bench does need to be repaired if possible.
Yeah, it needs two slats of wood. Now, because it's an outside bench, as I said before, I think you can't just use ordinary softwood. And I've had a look, and you have to use sapele wood. Those slats are 4 inches by 4 inches and about 2 meters long. Now, you're looking at probably, at top end, probably 180 quid for two bits of, I have had a look on the internet, and 2 meters of 4x4 sapele, you're looking at well over 100, £150 for that. Also, there is the problem that one corner where the seat is, it's, as I did mention last time, is very badly bent, and I don't think it's about a quarter of an inch thick. I don't think Dennis and I, with all our strength or our expertise, can actually bend that back. So I don't know what we do about that. But it's, as I say, it's basically the wood. You're probably looking at probably 180 quid, I think, for two bits of sapele, 4 inch square to repair the bench.
Yeah, I should think if we got an engineer to come and look at the metal frame, somebody could fix it. You know, they use a torch or something and bend it back.
Yeah, I think the frustrating thing is Dennis would probably, it really only just needs it. I mean, if we can heat it up, I haven't got a blow lamp, but it just needs heating up and bending back. But it's about 10 mil thick, and you just can't bend it back with a pair of pliers or any mould grips. It's going to need some heat on it.
So, I mean, that needs to be done first, doesn't it? So, Madam Assistant Clerk, can we try and find a suitable engineer to come and have a look at it to try and get the frame fixed?
Okay.
And then we'll look at the wood, because, I mean, it seems to me that it's a very substantial bench. It's got a dedication on it, and I think it's in a prime spot, really, as well. I think we should repair it and make it usable again, because it's not really usable at the moment.
No. Okay, I should try and get some quotes.
It's probably the nicest spot and the potentially the nicest bench in the village, in my book. So it's really, really a good place. Okay.
Can I just?
Yes, Mike.
John, there used to be a metalworking guy around the back of Cherry Park Industrial Estate. I don't know if he's still there. Yeah. But that's your closest local ironworker.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I'll take a note. Okay. Thank you. Boot scraper. Yes, I am looking into that. I will follow up. And at the moment, we do have football teams using the rec, but they're not using the pavilion. So I'll follow up on the boot scraper replacement brushes.
We've got replacement brushes.
Pardon?
We have got a set of replacement brushes.
Oh, right. I've got a note that we needed brushes as well. Is it just one boot scraper?
Well, if it's just to replace the existing one that's near the entrance to the pavilion, we can just replace the brushes on that, because we do have a spare set.
But did the other boot scraper not get damaged and wasn't repairable?
It could be repaired, but it needs some work on it. And that did have new brushes fitted on it before it was put back, and then it was pulled out again. But we could modify that in the workshop to bring that one back as well. But for the other boot scraper, we've already got brushes if you want. So.
Oh, right. Okay. So we don't need anything for
probably
that.
Probably don't need to do anything. No.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you.
So we will have a go at restoring the other one, the one that's in our workshop.
Yeah.
That's already got new brushes on it, and we've already got another set, so we can put those on the existing one, that's still standing.
Okay, thank you.
It goes on to your jobs list then, Dennis, and it's...
Yeah.
You've got the capability of putting them both right, really.
We have, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
We time, yeah. Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Worcester Way Green is a walking route, I think Simon spoke to County Farms about that, and they were absolutely not keen on it being
No, sorry. They don't want any access almost the way onto their land.
Yeah, there was a suggestion that they might have an access through the new fence to make it into a walking route, and that's not.
Okay.
Not acceptable to county farms.
Okay.
14. Yes, that work has now been completed. The hedge has been cut back on the corner of Dolphin Lane, so I shall take that off the list. Again, that's really an update on gullies, which has already been covered earlier in the meeting.
That can come off, really, because it's basically the restatement of something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
And 13 come off as well, Worcester Way Green.
Yes. 16, that can come off the list. Of the family have changed their minds about... they were offered the opportunity to plant a tree, actually, in Millennium Copse, but they've decided not to go ahead with anything at the moment. 17 is... I think, yes, Keith said that work has already been carried out. The tree at the corner of Ash Grove.
Yeah, it's been done.
Yeah, thank you very much. The UK Power Networks cable at Little Hands, that's been discussed earlier, and I'll take it off the list. I have written to the two properties asking them to cut the hedges back. We had a request from a resident who was struggling to get past on the footpaths on a mobility scooter, so I've written to the residents. So we just need to kind of follow up and see if those hedges have been cut back.
Can I just one of those is that one where he extended his fence, wasn't it?
I'll just tell you about that because I do know, because I spoke to the lady there, and basically that's the one with the hedge that came, as Keith said, the fence they put out over the pathway. They actually planted those. Well, it's not a hedge. It's they. She told me that they didn't know what to do with that little bit of mound that goes onto the footpath. So they planted themselves wildflowers there, and that's the one that we've had complaints about. So they actually planted them there. So.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be there. None of it should be there. Which is, I don't know.
The hedges on the Beechwood play area, I've asked Hearts and Cams to quote for cutting them. No, actually, I beg your pardon. It's part of the contract.
So, yeah, no, I noticed they were done yesterday, Claire. They have been done.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. 21 Rose Lane. Oh, yes. So UK Power Networks were doing some work on Rose Lane, and as part of digging up the road, they destroyed one of our concrete bins. I've contacted them to say, can they please replace it? Mm-hmm. And they've asked that it's not replaced in the same location because it was right over the cable that they dug up. But Simon has pointed out that actually they need to reinstall a bin. We can't carry out works on the highway. So I have emailed them with a suggested alternative bin and just asking them to make sure that it's done. I'll follow up with that.
Okay, well done.
22. Oh yes, a resident asked if the grit bin outside his property could be removed because it's... restricting parking outside of his property, so I said that we wouldn't remove it. Yeah. But I think it has been perhaps slightly relocated in the meantime.
They've actually moved it themselves further along so they can park there now, which is the bin and that grit bin and the litter bin formed a block, if you like, to stop cars parking there and blocking the entrance to Rose Lane to bigger vehicles, dust carts, fire engines, whatever. But now they've moved it, there are people parking there, including his contractors. So it does restrict it slightly. So I'm thinking once they finish their work there, We need to get that bin put back and move the grip bin back to where it was, because it also stops people parking there, because that's the junction of Cross Lane and Rose Lane as well. So you don't want cars parking there and blocking it all up.
So do we need to
finish their work before we
can. So do we need to write back to the resident and tell them that's what's going to happen?
Well, if we need to, yeah, if I mean that's what needs to happen. We should tell them, yeah.
Okay, so at the moment, though, it's moved because they're having some work done at the house.
That's right, they have moved it, and there's a big open back transit type vehicle there parked where the bin used to be. Yeah. Where the bin and the grip bin used to be.
They've taken all their fence down as well, haven't they, Dennis?
Yeah, they've been doing some major work there, which is fair enough. It did need doing. It was they're fairly new residents. I think they've only lived there 6 months, so they're landscaping their front garden basically, which will be good when it's finished. But the bin and the litter bin and the grip bin were there for a purpose, if you like, and I think they need to be reinstated at some point.
Yeah. Okay. 23. Yes. The tree line between the new rec and the field behind the village college. Really big trees with very low branches. We've had a couple of, one contractor and somebody from the village college has highlighted that the branches are low and probably need lifting. So I'll make a note to get a quote in. I don't think they are our trees. They're on our side of the hedge.
Okay.
24. Cambridge Road. Oh yes, there's a property on Cambridge Road opposite the Science Park. We'd had a complaint about there's a patch of grass that we have cut in the past, and they've asked if we can take care of that again. I'll follow up with Hearts of Cam.
That's been done.
Oh, has it been done?
It's been done, and also we've removed the elder tree there, which was supposedly sprayed last year, but in fact came back this year in quite a substantial way. So I'll cut that down that's down to ground level now. And so they shouldn't have any more complaints there. All that work's been done. Yep.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Request from the dynamos about reconnecting the floodlights on the old rec. I'd had a conversation with Keith about this. The floodlights had been fed, power to the floodlights had been fed from the old scout hut, which is now gone, so there's no power to them. And I've just let dynamos know that actually there's nowhere to connect them up to. Dennis had a suggestion about perhaps the dynamos investigating a generator.
That was me.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Keith.
Well, there's another alternative, and presumably the cadet hut has power. They could negotiate with the cadet hut to have some sort of feed from there.
Yeah, though then they would need. Well, they would need then to negotiate that completely with the cadet hut, because don't. Yeah,
that wouldn't be cheap, John.
Yeah.
No, I realise that.
You're looking at four figures for that, I should think, or nearly four figures.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Well, at least, yeah.
Okay. I said to Claire, my suggestion was maybe one is if they put, because the wires, they're all wired up to the top of the pole, is if they maybe put some sort of connectors on the bottom of the poles, and you could probably invest in a small generator for £300 or £400 that they could plug them into a generator when they were doing it. That was the only probable way of doing it.
Mm. Okay, so I think the summary of that is that it's back with the dynamos to decide if they want to proceed with something. Okay.
We had a very kind offer from a resident adjacent to the old rec. In the past, they had, at their own expense, had the hedge that's in the old rec cut down because it cuts out the light, well, not cut right down, but trimmed. Because it cuts out the light to their property, and they've asked permission to do it again. And it's at their expense, and I've asked that they simply contact us before arranging anything. They're going to get a contractor in to do it.
Okay.
Oh, yes. There was a suggestion about road markings on the junction of Clear Crescent, and I contacted as a giveaway. There are no road markings there currently opposite the park, and I contacted Highways and got a response from John O'Brien, which is essentially that that junction isn't appropriate for road markings.
So, okay, we would be, the resident actually came via me, so I mean, I would like him to be informed of that.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if you have his name. I can't. I don't know if I kept a note of it, but I know where he lives.
I'm not sure if it was in the email you sent to me, but I'll have a look.
It might have been. Yeah, it might have. If it's not, then I'll find out the details. But I mean, I think we should. I thought he had a good point, actually. But there you are. Highways don't want to do it.
Highways seem to have an allergy to white paint.
Yeah, well, I mean, given that it's adjacent to a play park, I would have thought it was a reasonable idea, but never mind.
Okay. And finally, the cable on Water Lane, I think, has now been fixed. Is that right, Dennis?
I don't know. It hasn't been fixed. I mean, Tim spotted this. What happened there was one of the cables came down from the telegraph pole and was hanging over the road, and as Tim witnessed, the cars were catching it and getting caught up in it. So basically he went round there and cut it off. But the other problem round there is the trees. The tree that was noted was possibly going to fall at some point. It's covered in ivy. So that was the main hazard at the moment, not the BT cable. The hazard actually is the tree that's possibly going to fall. But we didn't know, we couldn't work out who owned it. We thought it was South Cams. I don't know if you did find out, Claire.
Simon, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I have an update on this. I reported both the cable and the tree to Highways. Highways in turn reported the cable to BT, who have been instructed to come out and make it good. And in the meantime, Highways have said that they're not going to do anything about the tree.
Oh,
so that means county council.
Yeah, so that, as Tim and I know, at some point that will fall over.
Yeah, I told John O'Brien that, and he just said, well, if it does, we'll pick it up again.
Okay. I would think the BT line is one that's not used, because nobody's complained about that. No resident is. So I think it's one that's not been used. It's just fallen down, but it's been made safe by cutting it.
So thank you for that. And Highways, like I say, Highways have reported it to BT and instructed them to come and make it good when that happens, is anyone's guess.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
That's the end of the list, Claire.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so thank you very much for that. So MA 04620, new maintenance issues. Does anyone have any new issues that they want to put on either this agenda or not? Yes, okay. Keith first.
Just a comment that the council be aware that it's D-Day for the van tomorrow. The van is going into the garage in the village for a pre-MOT MOT.
Right.
So we'll have to wait and see what they come back with on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Council is aware it's an agenda item for the council meeting on Monday night.
Okay. We'll obviously let you know as soon as we find out in the garage what the situation is.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks.
Tim?
The gate that's been fixed in the alleyway from Ashgrove to Orchard Road, someone has found the spring keeping it shut to be inconvenient and have removed the two screws from one end of it. And it would be good to have them reinstated. The kids are going back to school. We don't want them to go rushing out into that junction, and maybe tie a label on it, the reason why this spring is here, for the safety of children.
That's incredible. Is the spring still there?
As well.
The spring is still there, but they've removed two screws from one end so that the gate stays open.
Wonderful.
It's obviously for an adult's selfishness, without looking at the potential issues.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Assistant Clerk.
I was just going to ask the wardens if that's something that they'd be able to look at.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, well, we'll we'll not. Dennis and I are working after this meeting, so perhaps we can knock that off, Dennis. That's just a quickie we can do, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any other items? Yes, Simon. Yeah.
Not really a maintenance item, but just to let you know, we will be putting one of those NHS QR code posters up at the pavilion. So if and when we go back to physically meeting at the pavilion, members of the committee will need to scan it with their phones when we check in for a meeting. Okay.
The only other point I have to make is that, as you probably know, Simon Crocker's leaving as parish clerk, and he's been the clerk on this committee, Simon, for some years now. And I know you enjoyed the maintenance committee as part of the process of the parish council, and just thank you very much for your help and input through those years.
Wish you well.
Thank you. Yes, my favourite.
Okay, the MA 04720, then the next meeting is programmed for the 22nd of October.
Yep.
And with that, I'm closing the meeting. So thank you all very much indeed.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
I'll see you on the parish, Dennis.